You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Pete Hegseth's nomination for Secretary of Defense seems to be gaining support in the Senate, notably Senators Lindsey Graham, someone needs to retire, and Joni Ernst, who were once skeptical of Hegseth, are now signaling support for his nomination, highlighting the growing confidence in his ability to lead and reform the Department of Defense. With us now to discuss this nomination and some of the other cabinet picks is Bill Pasco from Tea Party Patriots. Bill, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, John, and I prefer the Johnny Mathis version myself.
Ah, see, there we go. So we'll say that's a neutral. So Bill, Senator Joni Ernst, who's also a member of the Armed Services Committee, and like Hegseth, is a combat veteran. She yep. previously said she wasn't ready to back Hegseth. They met twice, and then after her second meeting last Monday, now she says she'll be supporting him through the process. That sounds like good news for him, correct?
I think it's very good news for him. Yeah, this was a nomination that was probably the second most controversial nomination of all the nominations. First most controversial, obviously, being the Matt Gaetz nomination. Gaetz drew fire for 8 days, and that was helpful. It would have been probably a little more helpful if he could have drawn fire for another 8 days. But yeah. You know, he played a role, and then everybody swung their guns to train fire on Pete Hegseth, and Hegseth looked like he was in trouble. Here's the good news: Pete Hegseth decided he was not going to go down without a fight. And on one day, we're now talking about 10 days ago, in the middle of the week before last, he came out swinging, and in the space of 12 hours. He published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. His mother went on Fox and Friends. His mother had been brought into this by an incredible, what I think is an unbelievable journalistic breach of ethics.
Yeah.
The New York Times got their hands on an email that his mother sent him, and they decided to publish it.
Yeah, muckraking at the edits.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Absolutely.
Journalism.
It was really bad ethics, but. So his mother became part of the story. She went on Fox and Friends and spoke, as you would expect a mother to speak, of her son, okay? Then he went on the Megyn Kelly podcast, and then he had the first meeting with Joni Ernst, and she came out and she didn't say, well, I'm done with this guy. She said, we had a great, productive discussion. And then she had a follow-up discussion with him. And then he met with Lisa Murkowski, and he met with Susan Collins. And they both came out with statements saying that they appreciated having the opportunity to sit and talk with him. In other words, they didn't say, this guy's going down. And that's all you can hope for at this point from Murkowski and Collins.
I think
he's in much better shape now than he was a week and a half ago. Absolutely.
You said something interesting about the Gaetz pick. Do you think that was an intentional pick? Because a lot of presidents will do that. They will nominate somebody that's sort of their All right, I'll give you one. Do you think that's what Gates was?
If some people have suggested that, and you're right. It certainly looks like if there was going to be a goat in the class of cabinet nominees, that was the one that was obviously going to be it, because
heavy lift.
the kind of lift that Russian weightlifters can't do without steroids. It was so obvious from the get go. It was really amusing just watching how that played out. There's an art to assembling a cabinet, and not just to assembling it, but to announcing the release of the names. And Trump has, this is the second time he's done this, and he's become masterful. This is a masterclass that we're watching. It's called Flooding the Zone. And what's going on here, if you compare the Trump release of the names of the cabinet appointees in 2024 for the 2025 cabinet, compare that to Biden 4 years ago. Biden hadn't even named five cabinet members by the time we got into December. Trump had named virtually all of them by the time we got into December. So what's going on here is, when you throw that many targets at the press corps, there's only 23 and a half minutes of evening news on ABC and NBC and CBS. There's only so many pages that the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post can devote to coverage of the cabinet nominees. So if you throw out 10 people in the space of 3 days, they might be able to do decent coverage of one or two, or possibly even three, but they can't cover all 10.
No, it really is a, it's really, it really is a beautiful.
Yeah. This is not the way Biden did it. Biden just dribbled them out.
It really is a beautiful strategy.
It really is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, we're talking with Bill Pascoe of the Tea Party Patriots. Michael Austin, free market economist here. To pivot back to Pete Hegseth, I mean, from what it sounds like from you, it really sounds like this opposition is just based off of baseless accusations. It's just from people who clearly don't want any fundamental change to their agency or to their pocketbook. Is that a pretty good way of summarizing it?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Hegseth he's not going to go through this scot-free. What has taken place is we've learned about something that I'm still trying to figure out. How exactly did we learn about it? He paid a settlement to a woman who accused him of sexual assault. We don't know her name. We know that she reported this to the police in Monterey, and they investigated, including talking with him and talking with witnesses and looking at hours of surveillance video, the on-camera video there in the hotel. And the police there decided not to bring any charges. Nevertheless, she threatened a lawsuit, and he decided, you know what, I want to make this go away, And so he offered her a settlement, and she accepted it. And as I understand it, the terms of the settlement were neither side's going to talk about it. So I'm trying to figure out, why are we talking about it 7 years later? Mm. How did that settlement become public?
Yeah,
we don't know her name.
Clearly, she violated that.
Somebody did.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody clearly did. But if she doesn't choose to go public and put a name, you know, there's a reason that the Constitution guarantees that you have an opportunity to confront your accuser. Because in this system, in our system, we believe in adversarial justice, the idea that competing versions will make themselves present, and we will figure out by cross-examination who's telling the truth. Well, you can't cross-examine somebody who's an anonymous accuser.
Yeah.
And so if she chooses to remain anonymous, I think that most senators, I think that more than 50 senators are going to take the position that, hey, there's nothing to investigate here. The only thing I know is that the police investigated it and they decided not to bring charges.
Well, innocent until proven guilty. So
exactly. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Bill, I know we've got to let you run, but I'm assuming you then feel fairly confident about the other nominees, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Kash Patel. I know Tea Party Patriots is supporting Pete Hegseth. Has your organization weighed in on any of the other nominees?
Well, Jenny Beth Martin, the leader of the organization, published an op-ed middle of last week, calling for the confirmation of Kash Patel as the FBI director. We haven't yet weighed in on Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr., but I imagine that may take place in the next several weeks.
If folks are interested, if they want to, we've had Jenny Beth on the show. We've had you on the show as well. If folks are interested and they want more information about the Patriots, where can they go for that information?
It's real easy, John. TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. It's a pleasure having you on the show. I'm sure we'll have you on again. Give my best to Jenny Beth as well, would you please?
Will do, and you need to stock up on the Johnny Mathis. I was serious about that.
Will do. Merry Christmas,
thanks,
my friend.
John. Merry Christmas to you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.